Thanks for joining us again on the In the Cloud podcast with Brad Anderson. In this episode, Brad will discuss his ongoing enterprise mobility blog series, including the recently completed section about the baseline enterprise mobility components, things like SaaS management, app and data protection, and the managed everything model. We'll look at how these pieces work together and how they can work for you on this episode of the In the Cloud podcast. So, Brad, over the last couple months, you've been writing quite a bit in this enterprise mobility blog series you've been putting on. You called it Success with Enterprise Mobility, and you've been working your way through quite a few topics. And just recently, you finished the second big section, which was the components section, where you talked through what are the baseline pieces that go into having an enterprise mobility solution. And the first section also included a pretty widely discussed post where you discussed empowering config manager admins and all the stuff that they're doing and bringing their base knowledge and bringing that into a cloud services era. And this second section has 9 posts in it, and it goes through all the things that you see as being essential for having a really truly functional enterprise-grade mobility solution. Why do you think that much depth at this level was necessary to go into to really break those things down a piece at a time?
I get the chance here in Redmond 2 or 3 times a week to meet with organizations that are bringing in their executives to these executive briefings. You know, on any given day, there's 20 or 30 different companies that are going through these briefings. And these are all day long. Often they're 2 or 3 day long sessions. All these rooms have no windows. These poor senior leaders sit in these conference rooms, and they are pretty intense sessions. There's a lot of education going on there. What I hear almost without exception as I get a chance to go through the Enterprise Mobility Suite and what our vision is around enterprise mobility is leaders saying, wow, we had no idea of the breadth and the depth of what you guys are delivering with the Enterprise Mobility Suite. And so the reason I have gone into so much detail in a number of these blogs is I believe that there's just a significant amount of education we've got to do with our customers, with our potential customers, that help them understand just how much innovation we're delivering in the Enterprise Mobility Suite. And it's one of those pieces where our belief on this is more is needed than what others in the market are talking about. So I wanted to make the case, and I wanted to go into the appropriate level of detail about why identity management solution was an important part of enterprise mobility, why protection at the file level is important, how remote desktop or how remote apps plays into all this. And, you know, this is, again, one of those places where a lot of this converges. And so it really merited this amount of detail. And in fact, I think we got to continue to go into more and more detail on this.
And I think one of the things that a lot of people noticed was these are not small things you're suggesting either. Like you don't waste anyone's time by suggesting, hey, the first thing you need for enterprise mobility is a positive attitude, right? I mean, you get in there and you're talking at a pretty high level. People can really dive into the series to get at the nuts and bolts. We won't go in like at a granular level here, but specifically, tell us why you think it is so important to go through the components in this kind of detail and really emphasize why these things are best in class.
Yeah, one of the first posts that we had in this particular part of the series was this convergence of on-premises product and the cloud. And we talked a lot about how the investments that we've been making in our services, how they integrate with the on-premises Active Directory, how they integrate with the on-premises System Center Configuration Manager. And a lot of that first post in this particular part of the series was specifically a message to the SCCM administrators, which was, listen, we're doing a lot of work here to help you progress your careers. We're doing a lot of work here to help you increase the impact and the potential you have within your organizations. We need you to step up and embrace some of these changes. You know, there's just a huge set of transformations going on in the industry. Yeah, and I have a couple of worldviews that have played significantly to how we're making our investments. Like, for example, I have a worldview that sophisticated, rich PC management is going to remain an on-premises workload as far into the future that I can see. So the System Center Configuration Manager administrators and those products are going to continue to be used as far into the future as I can see. But I also have a worldview that enterprise mobility or mobility management should be delivered as a cloud service. There's just so much change going on as we're trying to track changes in iOS, in Android, in Windows, as we're constantly reacting to the growing needs of organizations in terms of enterprise mobility. So we think that the best way to deliver that is through the cloud service. And honestly, these devices were built to consume cloud services. But I also have a third view that says every organization wants to have an integrated pane of glass, an integrated console to manage PCs and devices. And so we did a lot of work in what we call the SCCM Weave Packs. And what the SCCM Weave Packs allow us to do is it's a data-driven model where we can basically push down descriptions in data from Intune down into Config Manager. The System Center Configuration Manager administrative console is automatically updated, exposes new capabilities. And then organizations and individuals can use the SCCM console to manage PCs and mobile devices. They can do all their policies. They can do all their reporting. They can set up all of the rules in the SCCM console. It'll then synchronize with Intune, and the devices around the world, these mobile devices, will get their policy from Intune. But all of the work, all the administration can be done through SCCM. So we talked about this cloud device or this cloud and service convergence. And we talked about how we're literally SaaSifying the SCCM solution. So I thought that first series, and that was actually one of the most viewed blogs of that entire series. And to kind of give you an idea, these blogs that we've been putting out is actually now one of the most viewed blogs in all of Microsoft. Mm-hmm. That particular one where the SCCM administrator, I think, really got a chance to see, I think I did a better job of describing there what my vision is of how we take the SCCM administrators forward in their careers and how it integrates with Intune much better than we have before.
Yeah, so that post titled The Cloud Device Convergence, I mean, that is a great way for people in the market to really get a sense of what is the strategy for EMS, what is the leadership of in the mobility space, what's their strategy moving forward. And it sets up the rest of this component section. And you followed up that post by talking about identity management and then SaaS management. So talk a little bit about the products supporting this particular solution and how do they situate themselves relative to all the other options in the market?
As we have certainly thought about enterprise mobility, one thing that we've really put a lot of emphasis on is you should be able to express policies based upon the device as well as the user. And as a user logs on a particular device, their experience and what they're able to do should be a combination of what they're allowed to do on that device and what they're allowed to do as individuals within the organization. And so the concept of identity or the concept and the importance of identity management in enterprise mobility, it literally is impossible to overstate just how important it is. Now, the trend that we really saw happening here that we needed to deliver solutions for had to do with the adoption of SaaS applications. And it's been super fascinating as we've worked with our early adopter customers on this. We've built a solution that helps us that allows us to basically identify every SaaS app that is being used inside of an enterprise and which users are using that. And we can surface that up to the IT professionals and give them a very easy set of reports about what's being used. But it's been fascinating as before we actually show them the report, we've done this consistently, which is ask the administrators, how many SaaS apps do you think your users are using? And it's been just like clockwork where they'll say somewhere between 30 and 40. I mean, the answer has been almost without exception, somewhere between 30 and 40. And what we've seen almost without exception is there's between 300 and 400 different SaaS apps that are being used inside of the enterprise. It's just fascinating to watch the IT professionals as their mouth kind of hits the table.
Yeah, that's a jaw drop moment.
It is. And because it's a full 10x more than what they thought was happening. And the reality is I think most of us know that our users are using a lot of SaaS apps. And one of the things about the cloud, one of the things about these SaaS apps is IT doesn't have to be involved. A line of business, a business unit, a particular individual can go up and pretty quickly provision use of a SaaS app with just a credit card in a couple of minutes. But the risk that that brings into organizations is significant and I think often just not quite understood.
And one of the things that I think people responded to positively, especially on the identity management topic, is that's something that's in Microsoft's DNA. I mean, that's something that we practically invented. It's something that we perfected. And now it's another example of us moving that to that cloud-based model. And it has that opportunity to really take off and be everywhere.
If you think about since Active Directory was released with Windows Server 2000, organizations, as they have written the application that their employees use, have done that in a way that integrates with Active Directory for the identity. And so you've not had to worry about multiple identities. The Active Directory identity is what has managed access to all your applications. Users get this great single sign-on experience. But in the world of SaaS, that is not something we had tackled yet. That is not a scenario that we had actually solved for yet. So if in the enterprise mobility suite, we have this component that we call Azure Active Directory Premium. And the way to think about Azure Active Directory Premium is think about this as a modern meta directory for the cloud. Because what it allows us to do is, First of all, we're able to establish this connection or this synchronization between your on-premises Active Directory and Azure Active Directory. And what that does is it allows you to extend your investment that you've been making in Active Directory, extend it out to the cloud, and then use that identity in the cloud. Now, I do want to be super clear here and make sure that everyone understands that every organization will control and has complete control over what attributes and what items they synchronize from Active Directory up to Azure Active Directory. Unlike a typical user, I think there's 121 different attributes that you could synchronize up. We only need to have four of them synchronized up into Azure Active Directory. And one of those four is not password. One of the things that I hear quite often with organizations is, wow, we're a little bit uneasy about Azure Active Directory. We don't want to put our identities up in the cloud. And I think that is more of an education issue and helping organizations understand what the four attributes are that we synchronize up into the cloud, and that you don't have to synchronize your password up in there. But by setting up the Active Directory synchronization to Azure Active Directory, what we're now able to do is start to enable you to take advantage of the identities in the cloud. But at the same time frame, if you don't want to put your passwords up there, the authentication request will come into AAD, but then it gets redirected back into your local on-premises AD, and the actual authentication occurs against AD on-premises. So if you're really security-minded, under no circumstances do you want to put the password up there, we've got you covered with what we do. But once you get that identity up in the cloud, there's a lot of things that you can do that I think are pretty darn important. And the most important one is you can now leverage that identity to govern access and to manage access to all the SaaS apps that your users want to use. It's automated, it's more efficient. The two scenarios that I talk about a lot with customers on this is you got new employee day one scenario, and then you got employee leaving the company. So the first scenario of employee day one in the company, they get provisioned in the HR database, which gets synchronized into Active Directory. From Active Directory, that's automatically synchronized up into Azure Active Directory. And then it gets synchronized or provisioned by policy to all the SaaS apps that individual needs to have access to based upon their role in the company. So with just the act of creating the user in the HR database, you can automate the provisioning of that user to all the things they need to get their job done. That's what Active Directory has done for 15 years, and now that's what we're doing in the cloud world with Azure Active Directory. And then you've got the second scenario, which is the employee is leaving the company. When the user account is disabled in the HR database, it gets disabled in Active Directory, which then is disabled in Azure Active Directory and disabled in all the SaaS apps that your user was using. So no longer do you have to be concerned about an employee leaving a company but still having access to all kinds of corporate information without the corporation even knowing it. And then the other piece about that is because we're using Azure Active Directory and because we're able to build out all this machine learning in Azure, we are actually able to understand the unique access patterns of every individual. And then we can actually flag to IT when something abnormal happens. And kind of the quintessential example that I often use in keynotes and different things is the scenario where a user is logging in, say, in Redmond, Washington, and then an hour later, they're trying to authenticate in from Moscow, Russia. That's 99.9% that the username's been compromised and the password's been compromised and you're being hacked. Well, now with Azure Active Directory Premium, we can identify this abnormal access. We can identify it. We can block it. We can stop it. So many of the attacks that we're all reading about, the successful attacks that we're reading about in the press, it seems like on a weekly basis, could have been prevented if Azure Active Directory Premium was being used.
And, you know, and speaking of that kind of security, there's a couple more topics I wanted to get your feedback on. And one of them was the app and data protection, because this post, I think, raised a lot of eyebrows, certainly did for me, because it laid out really clearly the fact that there is a multi-layered security option here that is sorely lacking elsewhere. But when you look at this one through four, these four layers, talk a little bit about those and the work that went into making those available.
The market talks a lot about mobile device management, about mobile application management, and they've been lumped together now in this category that's called enterprise mobility management. But what it really comes down to is every organization is just simply trying to protect the corporate data and the assets that are being accessed and stored on these mobile devices. In that post on app and data protection, what I tried to cover was the things that I think are unique that Microsoft is doing in this layered approach that we talk about. So we talk about needing to put protection in place at the device level, at the application level, at the file level, and then all wrap with strong identity. And maybe a way for organizations to think about it is we used to put firewalls at the edge, you know, then we would put firewalls on the device, and we were trying to actually protect the files themselves and just the PC world. This concept of layered protection is something every organization really needs to get deployed, and Microsoft is the only solution on the market. The Enterprise Mobility Suite is the only solution that provides that. Others in the market who claim to be the leaders in enterprise mobility management can protect at the device level, they can protect at the application level, but they have no assets in identity, and they don't have the ability to protect at the file level. So if you're using one of those solutions—
Which is a huge gap.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you need to have all four of those. And the Enterprise Mobility Suite is unique, and it's the only offering that does that.
So last one here. Talk just for a minute here before we wrap up about the Manage Everything post you put out there. That was a pretty bold title to put on those, and I was interested to go through and read what you meant by that, because you lay out a scenario where everything that really connects to the internet is managed, is controlled, is protected. So go into a little bit about what you mean when you say Manage Everything, and how does that practically manifest itself in a business?
We were doing some research, and I've always had this belief as we've thought about enterprise mobility management that the team that would ultimately be responsible for the operationalization and the maintenance of mobile device management would be the config manager team. I always believed that, and that's always been core to kind of the strategy that I've been working on here. And so we went out and did some research a couple of months ago within the SCCM installed base, and we had hundreds and hundreds of SCCM administrators respond back to some research that we did. And sure enough, what we found is the most common place where enterprise mobility or mobile device management, the most common place where that solution is deployed and managed and operationalized is in the same team that does desktop management, so the SCCM teams.
Right.
The second most common place that it was used was by the Exchange team, okay, which also makes sense because if you think about it, EAS, Exchange Active Sync, has been the predominant way that people have managed settings on mobile devices. The MDM work that's being done is kind of like, you know, taking EAS to the next level, and we'll talk about that in a future post. But when I said manage everything, literally what we're talking about is whether it's a desktop, whether it's a laptop that's corporate procured, a laptop that's been brought in, it's a personal laptop, whether it's an iPad, an iPhone, an Android device, a Windows phone device, a Windows tablet, organizations should be putting in place a strategy and a set of tools that allow IT to be able to manage all of those pieces through one solution, through one console, without having to deploy and manage multiple infrastructures. And even more important than that, your end users should have a consistent experience as they transition from PCs to iOS devices to Android devices. And for most of our users, they're making that transition multiple times a day. Most users today work on a PC in their office or in their cubicle. They've got their smartphone with them. They've got their tablet with them that's not likely to be a Windows device. It's going to be an iOS or an Android device. And as they transition across these devices several times in a day, IT should be delivering to them a consistent experience that is familiar, that is easy for them to make that transition, where their settings, authorizations follow them. And that's what we're doing with the Enterprise Mobility Suite in conjunction with Office, the one Microsoft solution. And I think we're unique, and we're the only one delivering the level of value and the level of innovation that we're doing across those products.
Very cool. And for everyone who wants to go back and check out all the pieces in this component section, you can go to aka.ms/enterprise mobility. Brad, thanks a lot. To keep up to date on all of the enterprise mobility news and insight from Brad's organization, just visit aka.ms/enterprise mobility.